It was a righteous shoot, he said. No one I know is saying otherwise. The man was going to kill his wife. I listened to the tape of the command center's conversation this afternoon. You followed procedure, Bobby. You documented events, you detailed what was happening, and you did what you were trained to do. Maybe no one else will ever say this, but I'm proud of you, Bobby. You had a job to do, and you didn't back down.
Bobby couldn't talk anymore. He had to pinch the bridge of his nose to quell the moisture suddenly stinging his eyes. God, he was tired. Worse, he was drunk.
Will it work?
Bobby asked at last.
Guy's a judge. He's got money, he's got influence. Shit. I can't afford a real suit on what I make. Does that mean he wins? I don't know,
Bruni said, but he sighed heavily, which meant he knew enough.
I don't understand. Jimmy had a gun. Jimmy was pointing it at his wife and child. Doesn't that mean anything to anyone? To even his parents? It's a little complicated. Why, because he's rich? Because he's got a house in Back Bay? Beating your family is beating your family. I don't care how much money you got.
The lieutenant grew quiet.
What?
Bobby demanded to know.
For God's sake, what?
Bruni sighed heavily.
In the court papers, the Gagnons aren't denying that Jimmy had a gun, and they're not denying that he pointed it at his wife. But they're saying the wife's the problem in that house, Bobby. According to the court papers, Catherine Gagnon's been abusing her son, and if Jimmy was threatening her, it was only because he was trying to save his son's life.